10AMZ Lines. In local news, Jocelyn Mitchell, Mayor of Redland City Council, has spoken out about the 47 conduct complaints she has received in the past 18 months. The Office of the Independent Assessor, also known as the OIA, acts as the State's Council conduct watchdog and refers complaints to the Crime and Corruption Commission or to the Council. Mitchell has since commented on the changes through several Facebook posts and in a later review described her, quote, concerns about this process and its ability to be used as a political weapon, end quote. The Christofoli government has vowed to make the OIA, quote, fit for purpose, end quote, with Premier Christofoli mentioning the assessor in his charter letter to the local government minister Anne Leahy. Leahy has since said that the government is eager for the reform but has not currently announced a timeline.
There are calls for gel blasters to be licensed guns after new findings were released in a coroner's report. The Queensland government is being urged to regulate gel blaster toy guns as licensed weapons after police fatally shot a man wielding one in 2021. The report found that gel blasters had a strong likeness to Glock pistols issued to Queensland police officers. Queensland State Coroner Terry Ryan said, quote, I recommend that the Weapons Act be amended to require that persons seeking to possess a gel blaster or a replica of a weapon hold a valid Queensland weapons license, end quote.
In national news, the acquisition of the agribusiness Delta by Elders Limited has been approved by the ACCC. The multi-million dollar deal has been given the green light on the condition of not selling some stores that reside in WA. The sale was under review for months, with the ACCC examining concerns raised by farm groups over the deal and how it would reduce competition in parts of the country. Mick Kiowie, Deputy Chair of the ACCC, said, quote, we're reasonably confident that in most of the locations, or virtually all locations that we looked at in New South Wales and Victoria, that there was strong alternative competition available, end quote. Concerns over the deal were mainly focused in WA, where there isn't much available for alternative businesses. Elders Managing Director Mark Allison said the sale is set to be finalised on November 3rd and that the company won't become a dominating force in the industry, denying farmers' concerns. Mr. Allison said, quote, if you look across Australia, there are 1,800 rural service branches, and so the belief or thought that there is some sort of monopoly situation is really nonsense.
Independent MP Zali Steggall has warned against efforts to crack down on recent protests. Speaking to Sky News, Steggall said, quote, we have to be very careful that the right to speech, that the right to protest, is not being curtailed when it's topics that some or others don't like, unquote. The comments come following a judge prohibiting a pro-Palestine march to the Sydney Opera House. Nick Hanna, a lawyer for the Palestine Action Group behind the planned protest, said the ruling went against precedent. The judgment will have very important ramifications for the right to protest in Australia, Hanna said.
In international news, Australian and Indian defence ministers have signed a new security deal. The terms of the agreement included establishing a forum for joint staff talks between the two militaries and submarine rescue cooperation. Australia and India are top-tier security partners, and our defence cooperation delivers practical effects to uphold Indo-Pacific stability, Defence Minister Richard Marles' office said in a statement. Raji Rajagopalan, a senior fellow at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute think tank, said the Indian Defence Minister's visit to Australia was highly significant. It does give India a little bit more manoeuvrability in terms of strategic spacing and managing relationships, she said.
And for your weather today, Brisbane, there are a couple clouds in the sky. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.